Welcome back to Believers Academy. This is the fifth and last lesson in What Happened When You Became a Believer. My name is Jason, and in this lesson, we will talk about the great truth that God lives in you. Imagine, the Almighty God has chosen to live in you by His Holy Spirit. As usual, you can pause or rewind this teaching at any time to get every point. Download the study aids on this webpage to get more documents for review. At this time, go ahead and get a pen and paper to take notes. When you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, God, through the Holy Spirit, comes to live in you. We're going to talk about this new relationship in three sections. They are, number one, the Holy Spirit is the power of God. Number two, you need the Holy Spirit. And number three, how to use the power of the Holy Spirit. Ready? Let's go. First of all, the Holy Spirit is the power of God. He's the muscle, the part of God that gets things done. The Holy Spirit, some biblical translations say the Holy Ghost, is mentioned right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1, 1-2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. God's Spirit was here on the earth, ready to do whatever God said. Whenever you see God in action, know that the Holy Spirit is there. For example, the Holy Spirit was there when the earth was flooded. He was with Mary when, as a virgin, she conceived a baby, God's Son, Jesus. References to the Holy Spirit are all through the Bible. A description of how the Holy Spirit worked with Jesus is found in Acts 10:38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The point is, the Holy Spirit is doing the work of God all the time. He lives in us who believe in Jesus and wants to work with us to do God's will. Now, in the Old Testament, that's the part of the Bible that recounts events that happened before Jesus came to the earth. The Holy Spirit came upon people. Samson was strong with the power of God when the Holy Spirit came upon him, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, Samson was able to defeat an army of 1,000 men all by himself. In the New Testament, the work of the Holy Spirit changed. He no longer comes upon people. Now the Holy Spirit lives in the believer. He's always there, always ready to help you in the time of need. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter, Advocate, and Helper. In John 16:7, Jesus says, "But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you." Jesus did go away. He now lives in heaven, and the Advocate, or the Holy Spirit, has come to live in you. Let's move on to the second section. You and I need the Holy Spirit. Thank God He put the Holy Spirit within us to stay and help us. Part of the Holy Spirit's job is to give us the power to work the works of Jesus in this earth. You live in the earth. You have issues, problems, temptations, and attacks from the devil. You need help. We all need help. Believe God to supply the things you cannot see. God sent the Helper, His Spirit, to help you. Ephesians 3:20, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." He reminds you of what Jesus bought for you when He was crucified. And He brings the wisdom of God to you for each situation. Now, let's go to the third section. Let's learn how to use the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the power is available for you to use. The Holy Spirit will use your faith and your voice, and you will see miracles. Hallelujah. He gives you the power to do the same works in the earth that He did with Jesus. Need to stop a storm? The Holy Spirit is there with the same power Jesus used when He said, "Peace, be still." Need your food multiplied? The power of Jesus used to feed at least 5,000 people is with you to feed as many people as you need. The Holy Spirit is right there with you to heal the sick, restore the lame, and even raise the dead. In the same way, when you want to lead someone to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is within you, giving you the words to say that will cause him or her to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. Don't be nervous. Go ahead and speak. The Holy Spirit will cause the right words to flow, and he or she will get born again. Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." When you do the works that Jesus did, you will get the results Jesus had. That's a promise from Jesus found in Mark 16:17 through 18. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Just say what the Holy Spirit tells you to say, and do what he tells you to do with boldness. Your confidence is in God, and he is faithful to perform his word. Congratulations, you have finished the series, What Happened When You Became a Believer? Let's review. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the power of God. Jesus knew you would need the power of God, so he sent the Holy Spirit. Practice using the power of the Holy Spirit. And praise God every day for the Holy Spirit. Expect him to help you as you move in faith to do what he says to do. Your abilities in the spirit world, coupled with what Jesus has provided and working with the Holy Spirit, are limitless. As we close, let's say this confession together. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the commission to work with you to minister to the world. I know I cannot do this task without you. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to work with me to do the works Jesus did in this earth. Right now, I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I open my heart to receive this helper who will guide me into all truth and show me how to work the works of Jesus. I believe that I receive what I ask. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Here are some things you can do that were discussed in this lesson, God Lives in You. Write a confession you can read every day to affirm that God's Spirit is within you. Identify some things you expect the Holy Spirit to do through you. This week, make a list of specific things you ask the Holy Spirit to help you with and how he answers. Please come back to Believers Academy and study with us again soon. We have lots more courses that we believe will interest you. So until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.